Mad Town Mom Squad.
Mom!
Mom!
Hey, what's going on? Yes, indeed, we are back with the Mad Town Mom Squad each and every Wednesday. As you know, mommies, this is dedicated to you. We are on Facebook Live, so say hi, everyone. Woo!
Hi.
3210-931. That is our phone number, of course, to call in and join our conversation via Facebook Live. I want to introduce to you our fabulous host of the show, Dr. Jazz Girl. How are you?
Hello. I am doing very well today.
You've been busy, honey.
Yes.
You had a great seminar that you just led. What was that about?
As part of my job, I teach medical students occasionally, and we were talking about racial inequities and infant mortality, and I shared my personal journey, and we talked about how we can solve it in the future. So
I love
it.
It was awesome. Girl.
Awesome.
Claps Yay. To you. Claps to you. Also, my girl, Ms. Shanna Powell, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right.
How are you feeling? I know the sickness has been going around.
The plague has been in my house. It definitely has. It's been knocking us down, but you know, I'm all right.
You're feeling
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm feeling okay.
I'm still loving that new hairdo you have.
Thank you. Yes. I'm still trying to figure it out.
But, oh, girl.
You know, it's
you
good.
Look good.
Thank
you look good.
Thank you.
Of course, our girl, Karina Crade, she is on vacation. So, ladies, get ready. I am so excited to introduce to you someone that I think is absolutely fabulous. Again, when you have kids, it is a true fact. Sometimes your sex life takes a big dump. And that is why we have here today Lisa Yee. She's a marriage and family therapist and certified sex therapist as well. And I am so happy that you're here today, Lisa. How are you, love?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Krista.
Yes. So listen, a little backstory about Lisa. I know her because I myself and my husband have seen her. It is true. This is a true thing that happens to a lot of couples, and that is what we are talking about today. What happens to relationship satisfaction after having a child? After you have that child, what happens?
Well, believe it or not, Krista, relationship satisfaction goes down after the birth of a child, and it will continue to go down with each child. So couples that have children report twice as much dissatisfaction than couples that don't. And how sex plays a role in that is that when there's a lack of an intimate connection between a couple, they become more upset with each other about other things, like especially division of labor. Who's doing the laundry? Mm. Who's helping out with this or not doing that? Becomes a much more big of a deal, you know?
For sure. I mean, I don't know about you ladies, but you're tired.
Yeah.
You get tired. I mean, it's very true. I think that happens to, a lot of people, when it comes to, both yourself, Shanna and Dr. Jazz. I mean, you're both moms. Yeah. I mean, you're both in relationships. Has this ever affected you?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess you don't really think about, what that one thing affects the other. And that's very true because you do get mad about those little tiny things that really don't matter. And
right.
when you disconnect. And I think it is just that it is just a complete disconnect. Completely.
Well, you're talking about a woman who's got five kids. I mean,
right. So,
where do you have time?
It's important, but then at the end of the day, I'm tired and I'm like, it's not that important. Yeah. But and it makes the other person feel bad or feel like what's wrong with them or, yeah. It is a big problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think constitutes a sexless marriage? Like,
Well, there is actually a standard definition. So, and that is that couples that are having sex less than 10 times per year or less than once a month. Qualify as a sexless marriage. And basically, that's a guideline, right? And that's to show you that there are effects to people when they're in a relationship that's having a really low frequency. And interestingly enough, this affects about 20% of all couples in the United States, which is about 12 million people.
Wow.
Or 12 million couples, 24 million people are in a sexless relationship.
And is it more the person, like, within themselves? I mean, I know because I went and seen you. I learned that a lot of it has to do with, what you are going through personally. You know what I mean?
Yes,
versus
definitely.
With your partner. It's what you're going through.
Exactly. It's going to affect both of them, but in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I totally think this is a good topic to talk about, and I think it's something that a lot of people aren't talking about. I know for me personally, I've had ups and downs, definitely with kids. It's very busy. You have kids coming in your door, especially when you don't have a lock, which we finally figured to get in. When you have babies crying in the middle of the night,
or they're in your bed,
hard.
Yes.
But then maybe we'll talk about this the next segment. In different phases, we found that to actually kind of help things, because then you have to get creative.
Sure. Right.
To find time and places. Mm-hmm. So
very true.
But it definitely can be a hurdle. So that's great that you help people with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are the effects when we're talking about a sexless marriage?
Well, on the individual level, people are going to feel rejected, like you were talking about. Is there something wrong with me? And then self-esteem starts to go down, you know, and people start believing they're not attractive, not wanted. And then that can lead to depression. Mm. And then on the couple level, there's that distance, you know, we're not connected. And that feeds right into that relationship dissatisfaction we were talking about.
Right.
And then from there, you're going to have a better chance of having infidelity or divorce come into the relationship.
Oh. So once again, if you're having sex once a month, or would you say 10 times a year?
10 times a year or less, or even once a month, I would say.
Yeah. That constitutes as a sexless marriage.
Wow.
3210931. If you have a question for Lisa, of course, if you're in a situation like this, we want to hear from you. Definitely. You know, I've heard that a lot from other people about, I do not want our kids sleeping in our bed. And there's a struggle with that, because I remember when Gio was younger, I'm like, no, but I want to cuddle with her. I want her in our bed. But Travis is like, no, she needs to sleep. And that becomes a struggle too. Then you're like, you have to reteach your child, like, this is where you sleep.
Yeah. It's important to have boundaries on that, keeping the bed for the couple most of the time.
Yeah. Very much.
Absolutely.
So do you find, you know, when it comes to people who come to see you, is there, typical? Is it young marriages? Is it marriages that have been together for a while, or just relationships in general?
I have couples of all ages. You know, millennials are busy, and they're doing they're busy with all sorts of different activities, and they're on their phone like we all are right now.
Right.
And all of this is contributing to it. We're just living in a really busy society, and our relationships kind of get put on hold.
Very much so. Yeah. We have a phone call. 931 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm all right. Listening to your segment with Madtown Moms.
Very good. So we have Lisa Yee on, of course. You have a question for her?
No, I was actually calling because I'm actually in that sexless marriage. Even though I'm not married, we've been together almost 5 years.
Okay.
And it has been about once every other month.
Mm. So, Lisa, when it comes to someone that, you know, like Jeff, like here's a guy who's calling in, what kind of questions or, you know, if they came to you, what kind of things would they be able to figure out?
Well, I'm wondering, have you talked to your partner about this? Have you?
Yes, I have. She says she just doesn't feel like herself.
Oh. Is she having self-esteem issues or just off for other reasons in her life?
I'm thinking she is, because she's been mentioning her weight a lot.
Yeah.
I can't say anything because I don't want to sound insensitive. All I can say is I support you.
Mm. Sure. And do you let her know how you do find her attractive?
I absolutely do.
Yeah. And have you let her know how this affects you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what does she say about that?
If I want it, you'll find it somewhere else.
Ooh,
that's
it's not even like the act. It's, you know, the affection that comes with the relationship.
You know, and that's really common. When sex, you know, disappears, everything else kind of goes away as well. So you know, we stop touching each other. We stop giving any kind of hint that sex might be okay right now. And so you're feeling even the lack of just, you know, physical touch, which we all need as human beings.
Right.
I'm feeling a lack of intimacy altogether.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's rough.
Yeah, that is hard.
Is she connected with someone to talk about her struggles, mental health or anything?
No, she won't.
Okay.
I've asked her to see a counselor, see a therapist, talk to her parents. She won't talk to anyone.
Yeah, those are all great ideas. I'm sorry she's not, you know, feeling up to it yet.
Well, Jeff, we could get offline, and then, of course, you could always reach out to Lisa. Maybe we could set up, you know, a time for you to meet with her.
That would be great.
Have you and your partner ever been through counseling like that before?
She refuses.
She refuses. Okay. So this would be definitely a conversation, but...
Her Her quotation is, "I don't need to pay somebody to ask me how I'm feeling."
Oh, well. I'll tell you, honey, it's definitely worth it. So I'll let you know on that. Jeff, thanks so much, love, for calling in.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, very much so. 321-0931. Again, we are talking about the effects of kids and having a sexless relationship or marriage. Or like with Jeff, you know, he just called in and he's been trying. And what do you do? More to come with, again, Lisa Yee, marriage and family therapist and certified sex therapist with the Madtown Mom Squad. Coming up on 931 Jams.
Madtown Mom Squad.
Oh, Mom.
Mom. Back at it with the Madtown Mom Squad, Dr. Jazz, Shanna Powell, and our very special guest in studio, Lisa Yee, marriage and family therapist and sex therapist as well. Yes, it is true. We are talking about sexless marriages, relationships. The kids sometimes do that to us. Lisa, how are you, honey?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Krista.
We are super excited. By the way, we are on Facebook Live, 321-0931, if you want to pick up the phone and ask us a question as well. We love it on all of you. So thank you, Note Song, Samantha. Thanks again. And Bevan Don from Grasso, Riverside, California. Woo woo!
Right. So, Lisa, thanks again for coming to the show today to talk about this topic that's not a lot of people don't talk about. So I'm glad that we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. And thank you to that caller who just called in sharing his story. Yeah. And so just as a follow-up to that, what things would you say if you are that woman that he was talking about who's in this situation? Is the solution just what is the solutions or what things would you say? For her, would you just do things even if you don't want to? But that doesn't seem right.
No, it's not.
Right.
You know, what you don't want to do is create a negative association with sex. That's just going to make the problem worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that advice that people will throw out there, just do it anyways, really isn't helpful.
Mm.
And so, you know, many times I have moms coming in and they're saying, it just feels like one more thing on my to-do list.
Sure.
You know, and when that attitude and energy is in the room, sex is not going to be a connecting experience. You know, people are going to stop participating when that lack of engagement is there. And for the person who's really not feeling it, they're going to just, whatever's causing the issue for them, it's just going to intensify. So just doing it isn't going to be the answer at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do we fix this? What is there? I mean, no, there's not just one simple answer,
right.
But you know, what steps can we do? What do we do?
Well, the first thing is we need to start talking. We need to start communicating about sex with our partners. So many times we're not, and I know talking about sex is tricky. There's a lot around it, but it's such a beneficial skill to learn if we can start, you know, talking about what's going on and finding out what the issues are with each other.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing that I love is creating rituals. Finding time in our daily routines to connect with our partners. You know, when we leave in the morning, if you can like reach over and give your partner a nice kiss, it goes a long way. At night, going to bed together, finding a bedtime routine. You know, maybe you hop in the shower together, or maybe you just fall asleep together. You can do a little eye gazing that I assign couples, which is just really staring into each other's eyes for a little bit, really connecting. And what these rituals do is they keep us connected in between sexual encounters. So when we don't have time to have sex, you know, more than once a week or something like that, these keep us connected. That kiss says, hey, I love you and we're still connected.
I love that. Yeah, affection is very, very important.
Yeah.
We have a phone call, 931 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Angie.
Hi, Angie. Hello. Say hi to Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Angie.
What's your question, girl? Do you have a question, honey? Oh, we might have just lost her. All right, maybe she can call back. So very, very, very important. So when it comes to someone, though, seeking help, how do they go about contacting you, Lisa?
The easiest way is just to go to my website, lisayeetherapy.com, and you can hit the button and send me an email. It's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. And we can chat for a while before coming in and, you know, set up a time if that's what you want to do.
Very, very good. You know, Note Song, she says, I love the connection. Super important. Very interesting topic. Samantha, it is legit. I think she's going to call you. Very, very good. So it is definitely happening.
Yeah.
And again, you know, for all the moms, and that's why we're here. We're here to open this conversation that we get it, you know, you shouldn't feel bad, but you should explore ways that you can help yourself feel a little bit better, have that, you know, energy again, because we're tired.
Yeah, we are.
It's a true thing. You're just tired.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And I think it's important to mention, we kind of talked about this during the break, but it's important to know that this topic is can go both ways.
Yeah.
With me, I was, well, I'll just say it. Who cares?
But, yeah, girl.
one of my personal decisions was to stay sexually inactive until I got married. So when I got married, I was ready to just unleash everything. So there were periods of time I feel like I was wearing them out.
Oh, right? I love it.
And so, but I can see over our relationship where when it has waxed and waned with each one of us being as interested or not, it definitely was related to other issues going on with whether it be concerns about our family members, financial issues, depression, or things like that. So that emotional connection and talking, that is so huge because that plays a part in your sex life for sure. So I totally agree with that, just talking and then looking to the root issue of things. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, and another thing that couples can do is just expand their idea of what sex is.
Yeah.
You know, does it have to be penetration?
You know, right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And if we, you know, there's times when that just doesn't work, like after having a baby.
Or as you get older, too.
Yeah. Different health issues come up. Or we're just too tired. It seems like a lot of work. So, you know, but maybe your partner might be interested in doing something else.
That's me, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's me. 93.1 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
So, but I can see over our relationship where it has waxed and waned with each one of us.
They have their... They have their radio on.
Oops.
That's why we're so popular. We need to get a producer. But listen, we are running out of time. Lisa, we so are thankful for you coming in here today.
Thanks for having me.
To offer, your outlook for many, many people out there that are in situations when it comes to kids and just having your relationship grow. So once again, the Madtown Mom Squad, our special guest, Lisa Yee, marriage and family therapist and certified sex therapist. She's located at 6601 Grand Teton Plaza in Madison. And again, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Easiest way is go to my website, lisayeetherapy.com.
Love it. Dr. Jazz, love you, girl.
Yes, love you.
Shanna Powell.
Love you. Thank
you. Love you, girl. Also, Tracy on Facebook Live. Love you, girl.
Yay.
Hey, just to let you all know, my Tracy and myself will be gone next week at the American Family Children's Hospital. It is Radiothon time. We are very excited. So from Wednesday to Friday, we will be at the Radiothon helping to raise money for sick children. So we look forward to chatting with you and becoming a championship. And then back the week after, we'll be back with the Madtown Mom Squad. Thanks, everyone. Take care. It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.